What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We talk soccer all over Atlanta, Georgia, the Southeast, the United States, this hemisphere, and honestly, the entire planet. It's what we do on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Club World Cup is done. Major League Soccer is in full swing. The Women's Euros are going on in Switzerland. The Copa America Femenina is going on in South America. You have so many different things happening right now in the soccer world. International friendlies are about to start with club teams as they get ready. It's silly season, so it's chaos. We're going to touch on a lot of that stuff here tonight on the show. We're also going to get you ready for Atlanta United. Two games at home this week and perhaps two of the most important games of the season at home this week, because these are getting into must-win territory for this team. When you start to look at the schedule ahead, you start to look at the math, you start to figure out 10 points out of a playoff spot. That's more than three games out of a playoff spot. Okay, you're running out of games. You have seven games at home left. You're running out of home games, especially when you need four wins to get back into a playoff spot out of seven home games. So you're probably going to have to go win some games on the road. You're probably going to need to win eight games the rest of the way with only seven at home left. Yeah, that's where things are right now for Atlanta United. So this match tomorrow night against the Chicago Fire, really big. Saturday against Charlotte FC, really, really big. Next Saturday against the Seattle Sounders, really big. That's where this team is right now with three home games before the League's Cup. Wins are essential. They've won their last two at home in very different ways. Against Cincinnati and Orlando, feels like forever ago. It was forever ago. Mercedes-Benz Stadium has had six matches in the Club World Cup since then. There's been multiple sold-out concerts by Beyonce at the stadium since then. The grass is gone, back to the turf, all kinds of stuff. So let's see what happens tomorrow night for Atlanta United and Chicago. As we get you ready, I want you to hear my conversation from yesterday at media availability with Atlanta United head coach Ronnie Dyla. Here's our chat with the media.
And we talk a lot about building tactics over time, but how important is it for the players to build trust in one another over that period of time?
Yeah, that's, again, come back to relationship. You know, you have to trust that, well, first do your job. That's the most important thing. And then you have to trust that the others is doing their job. And then you will be put up in situations you want to do. And then things has to go quick. So that means that when the ball is on the way to somewhere, the other one is already knowing what's going to happen. And then things go quicker. And as I said, we have been changing style inside the season now. The last year, we've been playing three different styles. So, in different reasons, you know. So we need to be consistent now in messages. And hopefully you can have consistency also in the team. So we don't get a lot of injuries or other things that can do that we have to rotate on the team all the time.
A week like this where you've got multiple games, Todd, and you're going to manage the workload here, how do you reinforce the principles of play and the tactics for Wednesday?
Yes, now it's a big picture. We show them good pictures from the game. You know, when it's good, you have to show them. You know, again, I said to them, win, lose, draw. It's not about that. First of all, it's about a good performance, and there has to be a fight in the bottom. And I haven't seen that the last games. That's you know, that's against all my values. And then I react, and I think they also saw that. And then they, you know, I can't expect more than they did now. It's just now. It's about be better. Get better, but the bottom has to be that thing. So load wise we train very hard and good. Last week we trained really well. We've done that the last weeks. We haven't thinking about we can't do too much or whatever. We are trained like a top team in Europe will do, and then now of course it's a different week. We need to analyze the training, and we do that. You see that today that the subs is training harder than the others, but managing load and information is important now, and energy.
You could hear the subs training harder in the background there at media availability yesterday at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground in Marietta. Look, I think one thing to take away from that is Ronnie Dialo was not happy about the effort and the way that things looked in terms of output and work and intensity, and I mean, we can find five more synonyms for it in DC. It was a better week of training against Toronto, or ahead of Toronto. It was a better performance against Toronto. Same result, still a draw, but better, meeting the minimum standards that Ronnie Dialo has set for this team. One player who got on the board in that match in Toronto was Latte Lott. It had been a long time since he had found the back of the net. He did earlier in the match. He was about a step offside. He converted from the penalty spot very late to get that point. Here are some of the conversations with Latte Lott at media availability yesterday.
Those moments where you're struggling on the field, how do you keep grounded off the field and emotionally?
On the field, it's hard because, you know, when things are going like this, you go home, your family, you need to switch off. It's not easy, but the only thing I know is just look the positive things and sometimes don't think about football.
That you get two important points on the road from the past two road games. Now you have a stretch of home games coming up that y'all got to get points to climb back up the table. How important is this stretch, and what is going to be the key to getting those points?
But you know, right now I arrive in one stage where yes, we think about the point that's important, but the problem for me is how the team is doing for the performance. You know, I think I speak with the guys, so like performance is important. After if we do our job, the point will come. I don't know how, I don't know when, but they will come. So now we focus on the performance, and obviously we take we hope to take a 3 points.
That's Latte Lott echoing what Ronnie Dialo has said as of late. You control what you can control. Unfortunately, you can never control results. You can't guarantee results. You can play really well and lose. You can play really badly and win. So what you can control is how well you perform, the level of performance, the level of work, the level of performance. More often than not, if you play well and you work hard, you're going to win games. More often than not. Can't guarantee the win. But more often than not, you'll get wins in those situations. So give yourself more opportunities for wins. Those are clips from media availability yesterday. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. You've heard from Ronnie Dialo. You have heard from Latte Lott. I do want you to hear this conversation. This podcast is going to be posted here shortly on the SDH Network. Myself and Madison Cruz, we had the chance to catch up with Efrain Morales in an exclusive conversation. Talked about everything with Efra, a player who has been essential lately for Atlanta United, a player who has been essential lately for the Bolivian national team, a player who has started the last three games and I think played better and better and better in each performance, and a player who is a student at Georgia Tech right now. That's a lot to juggle for a young professional athlete, and Efrain Morales is making it look effortless. Right now, here's part of our conversation with both Maddie and I talking about the partnership that has been very good and hasn't given up a goal in the run of play in the last two games between Morales and Luis Abram. Here is part of the conversation that we had with F. Ryan Morales.
How's that relationship between you and Luis Abram developed over the last couple of games as well? Because, I mean, even from watching the game against Toronto, that connection seems to have just clicked immediately between both of you guys.
Yeah, I think we complement each other in the sense we're both, you know, we're both very competitive. We both want to win. But at the same time, we understand each other in the sense that we don't necessarily have to be screaming at each other the whole game. I think we could be a little bit more intentional with our communication when it's just, you know, even just talking at a normal voice level, not necessarily screaming at each other. I think that's when we get the best out of both of each other. We understand that. So I think we've been able to develop that.
How do you guys complement one another? What are some of the things that you bring to the table, but then Luis also brings as well?
I mean, Luis is definitely the consistency, the experience, mainly the experience aspect of it. I think me, obviously, I might bring a little bit more risk in the build out. I might do a few more things that he might not do. But like you said, there's the risk and the reward for it. So I think being able to have him, who you know you're going to get out of him, he's going to complete all his passes, he's going to make all his tackles. And me on the other side, who might be a little shaky sometimes, but we'll try to do some things, I think you get the best of both worlds.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Make sure tomorrow morning you check out the whole conversation with myself, with Madison Cruz, and with F. Ryan Morales. It's what I love about this club as much as anything is seeing guys like Efra go from academy, and he was one of the first players to join the academy, to do that, to sign a pro deal, to play with Atlanta United 2, to become a regular, in Efra's case, to become a national team regular, and to be a regular with the first team. I've just loved his journey, and I think he's getting better and better and better. And I don't think we've seen the best of F. Ryan Morales just yet. I think there is plenty more to come from him. Now, look, one of the cool bonuses about tomorrow night in Atlanta United and Chicago, of course, you'll be able to listen to the game here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7:40, but if you're watching on Apple TV's MLS season pass, you're going to be able to, one, if you want to listen to us on that, you can listen to the home team radio call, but you'll also be able to flip back and forth to a familiar voice, our very own Atlanta Soccer Tonight contributor on a regular basis, Jessica Charman. She called a ton of Club World Cup games this summer. She's calling games for the NWSL, for the USL Super League, and for Major League Soccer. She was on SDH AM this morning, which you can always hear a week in review episode on Saturday mornings here on the Off the Woodwork podcast on the Odyssey app. But Jess was with our own John Nelson talking about Andrew Gutman and talking about the matchup with Chicago. Here is their conversation from this morning.
And Chicago coming to Atlanta here in the midweek, and it's a chance to revisit with an old friend in Andrew Gutman. And
Gutman, I love him. Oh, he's so good, though, still. He is so good, still.
Underrated or underappreciated? I'm trying to figure out the right word. It's just maybe because it's in Chicago and he plays on the back line, but you don't hear a whole lot of folks mention the season that Andrew Gutman has been having.
Yeah, but it's been like a comeback season for him, because if you look at his numbers from last season, he barely featured. He wasn't important. And now he's an odds-on starter. And watching his runs, I mean, he is so dynamic in the way he gets forward. And then he loves to invert. Now it was so interesting watching him connect on the left-hand side and then find himself inside the 18-yard box. He had two opportunities where if his first touch had been better in San Diego, he would have been through 1v1. But he had too heavy of a defender's touch, we should say. I mean, defenders these days have as good of a touch as anybody. But it was one of those moments where you're like, oh, that's why I didn't say it. I didn't fall into the trap. But in my head, I was like, oh, that's why he's a defender when it came off his shin as he was going into the 18-yard box. But he's a tough-as-nails guy. And look, I never got to know him personally because it was past my time with Atlanta United when he was playing there. But he just seems like a good human being that's always going to give his all for the team that he's playing for. And I think it's really cool, his story of finding his way back to Chicago where he came up through the academy. And now he's just doing a really good job, solid on that left-hand side. But I think with Chicago, the main reason why you're not hearing that much about him is because they haven't been great defensively as a whole. They don't keep clean sheets, barely at all. They concede goals regularly. But as we know, it's a team game. And as someone that comes from a goalkeeping perspective, it's a cliche, but it has to get through all 11 players before it finds the back of the net. And a lot of the times, you're not going to be defender of the year if your team has one of the worst defensive records in the year, even if you've been a really good defender. So that's coming from somebody that never got goalkeeper of the year, even though they had plenty of saves, you know?
Yes. There's your cheat sheet on the Chicago Fire from Jessica Charman. She'll be on the call tomorrow night on Apple TV's MLS Season Pass. We'll catch up with Jess and talk about her crazy wild summer and look ahead to lots of things happening this fall all around the soccer world. We'll get Jess on AST here really soon, but you'll be able to toggle back and forth between Mike and I on one side on the home team radio call and Jess on the other side on Apple TV tomorrow night. Again, kickoff 7:40. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 here on the radio. But coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's silly season. And there's a very big silly season story that does relate to Atlanta United. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about some of the other moves around Major League Soccer. It's a busy, busy time with the transfer window not even open for MLS yet. But deals are getting done, and deals outside of the league are affecting things inside of the league. We'll talk about all of that on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, coming up after the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.